doesn't feel like a real workplace. Is this a real thing in your workplace, the meeting hangover? Have you experienced this? Look who it is. It's the birthday boy, Frankie Flowers. What do you say?
Yeah, it's kind of like a mind freeze or a mindless meeting where you're like, wow, we talked a lot, but there was nothing that's going to happen. And now there's going to be another meeting.
Yes.
So it feels like it's going to always be kind of lingering, like that hangover.
Yep.
It's like something pounding in your brain. But the whole thing is I didn't have fun. So
at least with a real hangover, there was some fun.
That's so true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And is it just our crazy media industry that has meetings on meetings on meetings and meetings about meetings? Or is like, I've never had a real job. Like, do regular real people have too many meetings as well?
I think so. Yes. It's an epidemic.
I talk to my friends that are in the corporate world, mm-hmm. and it's all about meetings on meetings on meetings on meetings. And sometimes they have a meeting to schedule a meeting.
Yep.
I don't know if we've accomplished anything here, but Frankie, happy birthday, buddy. We love you.
Okay, can we schedule a meeting and we'll talk about it?
Birthday meeting. This meeting will have booze, though, so sure, let's do it.
Okay, well, have a wonderful day to both of you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
you too,
Frankie.
Buddy.
Ciao. Bye.
Meeting is now adjourned. We have CHFI Perfect Recall coming up at first. News with Eva.
Good morning. It'll be a slick commute as melting snow is set to freeze over this morning as temperatures drop. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory for Toronto and the GTA, and flash freeze warnings are in effect for areas north and northwest of the city. Flurries are also expected this morning. Canada has reportedly offered to delay its second phase of retaliatory counter tariffs against the U.S. if Donald Trump drops tariffs on all Canadian products, not just the auto sector. Trudeau and Trump spoke for nearly an hour yesterday. Both Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Premier Doug Ford rejected a 30-day pause on the retaliatory tariffs requested by President Trump. The Office for Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly confirms she has briefed the Liberal leadership candidate Mark Carney on U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. This comes just ahead of the federal Liberal leadership vote on Sunday. In sports, Leafs lost to Vegas 5-2. In PWHL, Scepters face Montreal tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, snow until about 11 this morning, then cloudy and windy. Temperature dropping to -2 this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and windy, a low of -2. And on Friday, sun to start, then cloudy. Chance of flurries with a high near 2. Right now, it's 2 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401, east of Avenue Express, the left shoulder is blocked with a collision. West 401 approaching Bayview Express, we've got the right shoulder, left shoulder blocked off with some stalled vehicles. And then it looks like the north 400 north of Highway 89, right lane still blocked all because of a stalled car. So be careful out there because roads are pretty slick and there's some blowing snow in some areas.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Okay, let's do this. CHFI Perfect Recall. We have four songs queued up for you. You'll hear the best of the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today in this window. But Pooch, in addition to writing down the songs, it's all about when the window closes.
Yes, you have to be caller 16. That's where a little bit of luck is involved. But if you get through as caller 16 and you wrote down all those songs, the name of the song and the artist, each one is worth cash, your share of $50,000.
Let's get this party started with Mariah Carey, Emotions. during recall window. Mariah Carey, Emotions. We got three more songs coming your way.
We're just talking about meeting hangovers and, you know, people who have real jobs where they, you know, they have meetings, whether they're in person or whether they're virtual. And sometimes they're back-to-back meetings. You walk away feeling like maybe you're hungover a little bit.
You're like in a fog. Especially when meetings go so long that they're just like, what did we even just talk about?
And sometimes, like, I don't know about you, my attention spans, I'll be thinking about lunch. I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat.
Totally. You ever space out in a meeting and someone's been talking for so long and then you snap back in and you're like, what the heck?
And everybody's looking at you like, did they ask me something? Like,
oh my God. Text coming in at 981-981. We're asking you, is the meeting hangover real in your workplace?
Yeah, Rachel from Mississauga saying, had a meeting that could have been an email. Now I need a nap, a coffee, and possibly a new career.
Don't you hate when you have a meeting that could have been an email? It's like,
could have been an email.
This felt like not an in-person thing. My boss once said, this is from Kevin in Brampton. My boss once said, let's keep this quick, then proceeded to talk for 47 uninterrupted minutes. I aged 2 years.
We have all been there. Priya from Scarborough writing, nothing gives me a workplace hangover like a meeting where we circle back, in quotes, to something we circled back on last week.
That's another whole thing. Like meeting speak and email speak, is nobody talks like that. Like,
I do. On a go forward.
You do, actually. Yes. You talk like people do in emails. Why are you so formal?
I don't know.
Oh, geez. All right. Keep your texts coming to 981-981. Is the meeting hangover a real thing? I mean, so far, it sounds like it is.
It sounds like it is. Let's continue with our perfect recall window. Here's our next song. Make sure you're writing it down. It's Rema with Selena Gomez. Calm down.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 oh, 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 oh. You got me like, whoa, 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 whoa. Shawty, come give me your lo, 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 lo. Tell me no, 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 whoa, 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 whoa,
CHFI Perfect Recall. That is song two of this window. Two more songs coming your way before you want to be caller 16 to win your share of $50,000.
We're talking meeting hangovers, and many of you are experiencing this at work where you have a meeting, maybe you have back-to-back meetings, and you walk away feeling like you're hungover. No booze involved, just what happened in the meeting, which sometimes is nothing.
For me, it's like when you have like 30 minutes in between meetings, you're not getting any real work done in between there. You're not going to fire up work again and then you're like, oh, you got another meeting. You're just going to space out for a while. This text coming in saying, after one of our meetings, me and my coworker always say to each other, what the heck was that for? And then we walk away like zombies.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. You're like, we just had a meeting and we have no idea what it was for. Dan from Toronto saying, survived a two-hour meeting where the only outcome was scheduling another meeting. I need a support group.
Oh, that's the worst.
No.
You knock a meeting off your to-do list and you're like, wait, we're scheduling another one? What did we accomplish? Mm. It's like when city council like meets and then they just like commission a study.
Yes.
Like, we're going to author a study on this before we make any decisions. Text coming in here saying, text hangovers are real. Is it common to have back-to-back-to-back meetings from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.? Sometimes that includes lunch. When you are remote, you are literally clicking end on one, and then another one starts.
Really? Oh, no. That would give you a hangover.
This is what I'm talking about. I've never had a real job, so I don't know. Like, are there back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings?
It seems like there are. Melissa from Etobicoke writing, my brain left my body during a PowerPoint presentation on synergizing vertical solutions. I don't even know what that means.
What?
Same.
Okay, going to finish up with Sanjay from Vaughan. He says, meeting at 4:30 on a Friday? That is not a workplace hangover. That's a workplace crime, brother.
I love it. Okay, we're going to continue with our CHFI Perfect Recall window. This is Michael Jackson, Bad. Make sure you're writing it down. Each song in the window, worth cash. And we'll have one more to go after this.
Your word is mine. Okay, you're right. Just show your face. Throw the line. Giving you on how I feel, gonna fix your mind. Don't you dare jump on, jump on, get on me. You're about. When they say the sky's the limit, as I mean to swim through.
Michael Jackson, Bad. That was the third song in our Perfect Recall window. If you're writing the songs down, you know they're each worth cash. We got one more song coming up.
Meeting hangovers. Does this happen in your workplace where you feel unmotivated, dazed, and confused after a bad meeting? Alicia from Markham texting in saying, the moment someone says, let's go around the room and share our thoughts, my soul leaves my body. Oh, yeah. Especially if there's like 15 people in that meeting. Like, we don't need to hear from everyone.
And then you're also thinking about what you're going to say. So you're not even really listening. There's that as well. Chris from North York writing, sat through an hour-long meeting where the first 20 minutes were just people figuring out how to share their screen.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I've been in those meetings.
Yep. That's happened here.
I actually don't know how to do it myself, so I can't really say much. But no. I wouldn't know how to share my screen.
I don't even know how to like initiate a meeting, like to schedule a Zoom or Teams meeting. I don't even think I have the authority on my like computer. Like, I'm not a boss.
I have no idea.
Schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
We'll finish up on this one. Mike from Oakville texting and saying, if I had a dollar for every time someone said, let's take this offline, I wouldn't need a job.
Oh, yes.
Again, that's another emailism.
Yeah.
That people say in email, but no one says that in real life except you, Pooch.
Well,
I want to go forward. Let's take this offline. I'm like, are you a robot?
Maybe we could take this game of Perfect Recall offline. What do you think?
No, I don't think we should. I think we should very much leave it online. One more song coming your way in this window, but first, a check on the roads.
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Frajascatos. On westbound Kingston at Scarborough Golf Club Road, right lane blocked with a collision. We've got icy conditions in many areas north of the GTA, so just keep that in mind. And a winter weather travel advisory in effect for people in Toronto. Westbound 401 approaching Bayview Express still have problems on the shoulder. And south 400 at Teston, right lane closed off for a stalled car. North 400 north of Highway 89, the right lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. It's the spring sale at Specsavers. Drop by to get 50% off lens upgrades, but only for a limited time. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
To kick off Sleep Awareness Month,
98.1 CHFI and Sleep Country
are searching for Toronto's loudest snorer.
We're scouring the GTA.
And you could win big for being so loud.
Is it your partner? Pets?
Or is the loudest snorer in your house you?
Huh? Nominate yourself for family member at CHFI.com for a chance to win a new Bloom bundle of queen-size products from Sleep Country.
Then listen to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show next week to hear if you're Toronto's loudest snorer.
The search is on now at CHFI.com.
Start your vacation with an extra perk. iTravel2000.com and WestJet Vacations are giving you a free checked bag when you book your WestJet Vacations escape through iTravel2000.com. Sunshine, space, and savings. You get it all. What are you waiting for? Book today at iTravel2000.com to get your exclusive promo code. Offer ends soon. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get pork side ribs for $1.99 per pound or a pound of strawberries for $1.99 each. Offer ends March 12th. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Play up to $500 on us. If you don't win in the casino on your first visit, you'll get the amount of your loss back in free play. Up to $500. Available at Canada's largest casino resort, Great Canadian Toronto. Details at gctoronto.com. Must be 19 plus to play. If you gamble, play smart.
Canada isn't just where we live. It's who we are. Strong, resilient, proud. Every time you buy from a Canadian business like this, you feel that strength.
When you shop with Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario, you're not just buying furniture. You're supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improve lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Shop Canadian, the true North, strong and free.
These immortal words have begun every Pizzaville commercial for 40 years.
It was a rainy day in Pizzaville when I realized...
But who is the enigmatic voice of Pizzaville? Rumors suggest it may be Nicolas Cage. Could it be Babu from Seinfeld? Others claim Jennifer Lopez is the voice. Next up, the voice of Pizzaville reveals which Spice Girl he dated. Pizzaville, 40 years of funny.
HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
The final song of this window, it is Try by Pink. Good luck being caller 16 right now.
Sometimes I think that it's better to never ask why.
CHFI, have you been keeping track of the songs that we're playing? Pink Try closes our latest CHFI Perfect Recall window. So the more you listen, the more instant cash that you can win. How many of the last four songs that we played do you think you'll be able to name by title and artist? And are you going to be caller 16? We're going to find out next.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's
pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. One night. Green door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. And now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not they pay paradise to put up a parking lot? Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
Share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Maria Resiniti of Maple is caller 16 this morning. Hi, Maria. How are you? Maria, you with us?
Yes. I'm here.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
We're great. Have you been waiting long to be caller 16? Have you been trying every day?
Yes, I have been, and somehow I got through today.
Yay!
Love it. It's your lucky day. Let's jump right in, see how you're going to do here. Maria, what was song number one?
The first song was Mariah Carey, Emotion.
You got it. What was song number two?
Selena Gomez, Calm Down.
What was song number three, Maria?
Michael Jackson, Bad.
Yes, and what was the fourth song of our Perfect Recall?
Try by Pink.
Maria Resiniti, you are taking home $300 on the second song. You missed it. It's Rema with Selena Gomez.
Oh,
we needed both artists there, but hey.
That's okay. I'm so happy I got what I did.
$300. Maria, thank you so much for listening to the Pujinger Deep Show.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
7:31 minus 8 with flurries on the way. Here's Eva.
Good morning. It's a slippery morning commute. Freezing rain warnings are in effect for areas north and northwest GTA, and there's a winter weather travel advisory for reduced visibility and blowing snow for Toronto and parts of the GTA. We could see about 2 to 4 centimeters with wind gusts up to 70 kilometers per hour. As the trade war continues, officials in Ottawa and Washington are discussing possible exemptions to Trump's punishing tariffs. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, along with Premier Ford, have said they are unwilling to lift Canada's retaliatory tariffs if President Trump leaves his American tariffs on Canada. Yesterday, Trump announced that the big three automakers will get a one-month tariff exemption. Today marks 3 weeks since Pope Francis has been hospitalized for double pneumonia. The Vatican says the 88-year-old pontiff has been in stable condition for the last couple of days, and his doctors add that he has not had any new respiratory episodes. In sports, Leafs lost to Vegas 5-2. In PWHL, Scepters face Montreal tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, snow until about 11 this morning, then cloudy and windy. Temperature dropping to -2 this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and windy, a low of -2. And on Friday, sun to start, then cloudy. Chance of flurries with a high near 2. Right now, it's 2 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401 at Morningside and the Express on the left shoulder, we've got a stalled car approaching Bayview Express. More stalled vehicles on the right shoulder. shoulder. On the northbound 400 north of Highway 89, the right lane still blocked with a stalled car. It is busy on most of the major routes already. And keep in mind, we've got some icy and snowy conditions. East 401 east of Avenue Express, left lane is closed. That's all because of a collision.
Hey, where are my snorers at? Listen up, snorers. We have an amazing prize to give away, but only if you can prove that you're actually the loudest snorer. We're going to tell you about it after Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel you're so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go.
And Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Reason number 3,162 not to get married.
Uh-oh.
Snoring. It's World Snorer Day. Like, this is a concern for me. I'm thinking,
you're worried that your potential future partner will snore?
Or what if I'm a snorer? Like, it's not considerate to them. If they're a snorer, it sucks for me.
Hold on. You're 41 and you don't know whether you snore?
Well, I don't think I'm a snorer.
Nobody has ever told you?
I had one ex-girlfriend tell me that I snore, and I still don't know to this date if she was just like kind of just poking fun at me, trying to mess with my head, or just like, no, you snore. So maybe she was being genuine.
You know how much fun it is just to like make up stories about whether or not people snore.
Yeah.
You snore. You obviously do snore. She told you you snore. You do.
Only one person's ever told me that. I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't know. I feel like you probably snore.
I've never been asleep in your presence.
I feel like you probably do. I don't think she would just say it. It's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. People snore.
One person in 41 years has told me I snore. I don't know. That's just very like the majority have
I'm
not.
I'm going to ask Coffee the Pooch and then we'll find
she
out.
She snores, by the way.
Oh, and are you okay with her being in your bed snoring?
Yeah, her snoring's adorable. It's friggin' adorable, her
so
snoring.
So maybe you'll get married to somebody who has an adorable snore.
I doubt. No, because hers is like...
Oh.
It's okay. Like gentle and subtle, and I can feel her little belly going up and down. But human snoring is obnoxious. It's like, no thanks. I don't need that. What about, what's the snore situation with you and Paul?
If Paul has a glass of wine, it's over. The snoring is ridiculous.
Yeah, he seems like a snorer.
There's like crescendo. It goes up. It goes down. It's a whole thing. It builds.
It's staccato.
Yes, all of the things. It's a little too musical for my taste. He does have to sleep in the other room.
Okay. Steph, is there any snoring going on in your household?
My daughter always kind of snored since she was little. And then my son used to bug her about it. But now I hear both of them
snoring.
And so, yeah, like different times. So it's like back and forth.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't it weird that snoring actually is comforting to me? Because it makes me think like you know, you're getting a good night's sleep. Like if my kids were snoring, I'd be like, aw,
so you treat it like
a good day.
But kids, dogs, same boat. Like it's adorable.
Yeah,
but
it's
once
not
they're full
super loud.
Grown humans, it's not fun anymore.
My dad's snore was so loud that it didn't matter where we slept in the house, you could hear him. It was ridiculous.
Like where things are vibrating kind of thing. Yeah.
And it's not like white noise where it like helps you sleep. It's just noise. Just snore noise. Hey, listen, we're gonna hook you up. If you have a snorer in your house, we got a wicked prize for you.
Yeah, so you can get a new Bloom bundle of queen size products from Sleep Country. And how you win this is we are basically looking for the loudest snorer. So this is a chance to brag about your snoring. Maybe it's you, maybe it's your pet, maybe it's your spouse.
Yeah, we did this contest last year and we're going to once again crown the loudest snorer in the GTA. So film a video of that certain someone in your house snoring. Go to chfi.com/contests and you can upload that video. We're going to be crowning the loudest snorer in the GTA next week. So get to chfi.com and do that right
gotta
now.
Find a way to record you somehow, Grape.
It's not creepy at all.
Things
play one of the easiest games in the GTA for free money. At 8 o'clock, we're opening up our CHFI Perfect Recall window. When we open it up, we play music, four songs. All you got to do is write those songs down. And if you're caller 16 and you get through, you win cash for remembering those songs. Your share of $50,000.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. Eastbound 401 east of Avenue in the Express. We've got the left lane closed off. That's all because of a collision. Northbound 400 north of Highway 89. The right lane is blocked because of a stalled vehicle. Westbound Kingston at Scarborough Golf Club Road. We've got the right lane still blocked all because of a collision and icy conditions around the GTA. So drive according to those icy and slippery conditions. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real-life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
Call the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
416-872-2434.
All right, so now that we are in the early stages of this trade war with the United States, you know what? I think it's time to start rebranding things. I actually had something happen over the weekend I want to tell you about. I'll explain after Rihanna.
You put on quite a show.
Deep Show
on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1
CHFI.
Funny thing happened to me last weekend. So I went for a catch-up coffee with a good friend. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen him in a while. And we just were like, bringing my dog. Like, let's go to a coffee shop, grab a couple coffees. We'll go for a walk.
Nice.
And I'm putting in the order. You know me, flat white.
Yes.
With coconut milk. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, Americano. And as he said it, it just kind of cut the air. Americano. In these times we're living in, I know that's so silly, but in these times we're living in, I was like, oh, I looked at him like it's a joke. I was like, oh, it's not very patriotic of you. And he kind of got red-faced and he's like, Canadiano. And then the barista had like a laugh. We all had a laugh, whatever. We got our coffees and we forgot about it.
It's not even something I would have thought of until you just brought it up.
I know, but now isn't it funny that the word Americano, saying that in public here, kind of cuts the air?
So yesterday, it's funny you brought that up. I saw on my feed on Instagram this Italian bakery, and they posted a video of making a coffee, and they said this will now be known as the Canadiano.
Oh, really? Someone's actually doing this.
They're not going to accept you.
Where?
Calling it,
yes.
At St. Phillips Bakery.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if this was along Lakeshore and Park Lawn, I'm like, yeah, this is because of my interaction. That's so great, though. Why not? The Canadiano.
Yep.
When next time you go into a coffee shop, if an Americano is normally your order, don't even laugh. Just when they ask
straight
what you
face?
Want, you're like, Canadiano, please. They'll know what you mean.
Oh, I love that. But if we're going to do that, then I think like we can't stop there. I think we have to start to make other things Canadian because like
Let's
the list is long.
Like what do you got?
Like buffalo wings? We can't call them buffalo wings anymore. Like, I don't know. Maybe they just need like a more Canadian version of like maple glazed wings.
Oh, there
something.
We go.
Yeah.
I like that. I do like myself a New York strip line steak. I'm like, Alberta's got good beef. Why don't we go do it like a Calgary strip line steak?
Yeah. It rolls off the tongue.
Alberta strip line steak.
A California roll? What are you going to call that?
Ooh.
Should that be like a BC roll?
BC's got good sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
BC roll.
I like that very much.
You probably have better ideas than we do.
Philly cheesesteak.
Mm.
Montreal's got good food.
Oh, they do. I actually don't know anything about their smoked meat, but I hear it's really good.
Yes, they're known for their deli sandwiches. Look, I think this is the tip of the iceberg here. Let's Canadianize some popular things, some things that maybe have an American slant to them. Let's Canadianize them along the lines of a Canadiano.
I like that.
Okay.
Make it Canadian.
Here.
How about that?
Make it Canadian. That's the assignment this morning. Make it Canadian. Let's do this together. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI, or drop us a text at 981-981.
Start a fight. I know this.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win for Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
Don't miss the epic return of 1923, a Yellowstone origin story from Taylor Sheridan, executive producer of Landman and Yellowstone.
Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford and Academy Award winner Helen Mirren lead an all-star cast in a thrilling cinematic story that spans the globe.
Follow the Dutton family as they struggle to protect their Montana ranch and defend their legacy.
Stream season 2 of 1923 exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Follow at Paramount Plus CA for everything 1923.
Dibs. One of the most powerful words in vacation planning. Next to Sunwings, save more, do more, that is. Why, you ask? Well, while you're asking, I'm booking. First Dibs means I just snagged that suite so fancy, it makes my Instagram filters feel unnecessary. And since I booked before March 30th, let's just say my savings account and vacation plans are equally gorgeous. That's the thing about First Dibs. Book before March 30th with your local travel advisor or at...
Deep breath, piano pickup, hockey drop-off. Ooh, did you remember the Farm Boy cupcakes for afterwards? And dinner!
We got this! Voila delivered our groceries this morning. Cupcakes are in the back seat.
Got them!
And I got some ready-made pulled pork and Longo's fresh buns for dinner.
Ooh!
Plus, some compliments hot chocolate. A little reward for surviving tonight.
You're on a roll, honey.
Voila delivers fresh groceries from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's at the same prices in-store with no hidden fees. Voila, your groceries delivered just like that.
Hi, David Gowling here from M&P Debt, licensed insolvency trustees. Debt can be a heavy burden, but you don't have to face it alone. We believe in being by your side through every step of your debt-free journey. You deserve support that's local and someone who understands where you're coming from. For a free consultation with a local trustee, online or in person, call 310-3328 or visit us at mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone and see us on the net, 310-DEBT.
To the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot too at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
It's the memory of them at the door, helping you with your shoes, reminding you to be brave. Today, you can still hear their voice giving you confidence. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
Reconnect with your family at Treetop Trekking this March break. Explore a world of treehouses in Treewalk Village or leap through a universe of outdoor trampolines in Upla. Open March break day and night in Hamilton and Stouffville. Book at treetoptrekking.com.
Holy guacamole!
Booster Juice has a tasty new guacamole black bean wrap, the guacamole chicken panini, and the egg and chipotle black bean wrap. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock and minus 8 flurries on the way. Perfect recall coming up, but first, here's Eva.
Good morning. Another tricky commute as roads turn icy. There are a few bus cancellations outside of the city, including in areas like Caledon, Dufferin County, Simcoe County, and in Durham Region. A winter weather travel advisory for reduced visibility and snow is in effect, and there's a flash freeze warning for some parts north of the GTA. U.S. President Donald Trump has granted a one-month tariff exemption for automotive imports, but Ontario Premier Doug Ford says it's not enough for Canada or Ontario to end its counter-tariffs. The removal of American alcohol in some provinces is already being felt across the border. The Kentucky Distillers Association says the removal of bourbon harms their market, calling the retaliation measures unjust. Changes are coming to Centennial College.